back here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local. So glad to have you along with us again this Saturday. We really appreciate it. Maybe you're catching the stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook Live video, which we have had now our third guest coming on today. All great people to see and hear from. We get a chance to learn more about Wisco Home Goods with Don over at Wisco Home Goods. So we bring him on the program now. Don, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well as well. Really glad to be here. Always happy to talk with different local businesses and entrepreneurs and people that are providing some great value to our community like yourself and learn more about it. So let's tell people about Wisco Home Goods and what it's all about.
We are a small company, very small. We do all of the work out of our basement, and we make soy candles. We have all natural soaps, lotions, body scrubs, so a sugar scrub that is really popular, people love, and we're working on making bar soap. That's the next product to come out from our little endeavor here.
Fantastic. How'd you get started on this or decide to take the step to make this business?
It was kind of happenstance. I didn't know it, but my husband was working on defining or figuring out if he could make his own candles at home. And while he was doing that, unbeknownst to me, I messaged him and asked him if it was possible for us to just make candles at home. And so within 48 hours, we had founded Wisco Home Goods and we were off and running. We just realized we both had a similar passion.
Same page. That's a fantastic way to get started. You mentioned the passion and the thought behind it. That I think is such a key thing to success for local businesses. So how have you how have you guys grown that passion into now a viable business where you're selling products?
First we started the business with the idea of being as clean as possible. So our soy candles do not have coloring added to them. They do occasionally turn not so pretty, but that's the cost of making sure that we don't add extra chemicals to people's homes. And so that seems to really have taken off and resonates with people. And we started in a single retail location. We built our website. We are now in two retail locations, the Poppy Seed in DeForest and Kylie's Gift Cottage in Middleton. And we're just taking it one step at a time, hoping one day to have a brick and mortar store and to be able to expand our product line even further.
That's fantastic. And I love the extra effort or conscious effort to make sure that you're not adding things to people's homes that you don't want to have there. And, you know, and saying that, look, this is our product is different and this is why. And I think that's a really important thing to get across to people. And like you said, it's resonated with people in the area. Now, the website is wiscohomegoods.com. A lot of interesting things on your website, different products, like you said. One thing I was looking at, Don, that I caught my eye was talking about this imperfect goods. What does that mean? Tell us more about that.
That is those candles that I just mentioned that occasionally start to not look so pretty. They still smell great. And the first time you burn them, you can't tell that it ever wasn't pretty. But it's kind of those damaged goods that, you know, the dented apple, the brown spot on the tomato, where the whole thing is still great, but we just can't sell it at retail costs, not in good conscience anyway. It's just things that could have been better, could have looked better, but it's the same great product, just at a discounted price.
I love that too. It's a great way to continue to, I mean, not have waste and, you know, give that to customers that are just looking for a great scented candle added to their household. Okay, tell me a little bit about all the scents and ideas you have, because I imagine, I've never made candles, but I imagine there's about a million types of scented candle combinations you could potentially have. Tell us about some of the favorites that are out there from you guys.
So we each have our own favorites, of course, but my personal favorite is Jolene. It's a great kind of floral scent. Women really seem to appreciate that one. I like to think that it smells like the perfume she was wearing when she stole her man. in that great Dolly Parton song. But we do have some new scents coming out. Midnight in Cyprus is great. It's got a nice earthy tone to it. Leather and Embers smells exactly like it describes. It's got hints of leather. It's got some smoke to it in the scent, not the candle. And yeah, I mean, we work really hard to make sure we can always stand behind all of our scents. We don't produce things just because we think they'll sell. We produce them because we think they're a good product.
And another interesting thing that looking at your website, again, the website is wiscohomegoods.com. Talking with Don from Wisco Home Goods right now, is you have a section called Do Good, Smell Good, and where you're giving back already. So for a young, newer business, I just love to see this happen so often. I just see it again and again with some of our local small business owners that right out of the gate, before you even have profit, there are these initiatives already. We're saying we are going to dedicate a percentage of certain items we sell to giving back. And you've done that too. Tell people more about that effort.
I mean, that did start almost at day one. And we've gone through and found some organizations that we really stand behind. The three we're doing for 2021 are Wheel of Todd, Friends of the State Street Family, and New Ratitude. So it's one of them's a dog rescue. New Ratitude, Friends of the State Street Family provides resources to homeless here in the city of Madison. And then Wheel of Todd, I have a long connection with. I actually knew Todd. And that's a small nonprofit that provides free Packer games to young people that are in wheelchairs and wouldn't normally have the opportunity to go to a Packer game. And so those are the three charities this year. We intend to switch them up regularly. And we also we really do believe in giving back. And we donate money above and beyond the Do Good, Smell Good products. But we wanted to give our customers a chance to make sure their money was going to a good cause.
That's amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it. We're talking with Don from Wisco Home Goods. Again, the website, wiscohomegoods.com. Don, of course, it's fall. There's some popular scents this time of year that I'm sure you guys have plenty of. What are some of the hot sellers right now?
Hot sellers at the moment are Apple Harvest, of course. We're deep in the heart of fall. Our Pumpkin Spice Candle is also very popular throughout the month of October. We're about to switch where the more popular candles are going to become Birch Grove, which just smells like
a big old pine forest. And let's see, we have other Christmas scents that are coming out. I'm trying to pull them up on my website because there are too many to remember.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Just wanted to put a couple of good ones out there for people to think about. I also know that you guys do. Let me ask you this and transition to this real quick. You make it easy, too, for people who maybe don't know exactly what candles they want or to look through everything. You have Wisco bundles, right? You have kind of suggested packages for them that they can just easily find things that work well together. And tell people about those things and how it makes it easier for customers.
The Wisco bundles are themed. So there's an autumn bundle where all of the scents are very fall oriented. First Frost, Sweater Weather, and Apple Toddy are the great ones for the autumn bundle. We have one called Ex-Boyfriend, which smells like colognes. There's a holiday bundle. There is the Basically Autumn, which is where we put our pumpkin spice candle. And they're just a great way to sample a few of our scents. And when you buy the bundle, it is at a slightly discounted price. So it's not the full retail you would pay to buy three candles.
Well, I think we've teased enough. Hopefully, Don, tell people how they can find you again and which different ways they can get your products. I'm sure you're shipping products. You mentioned the two retail locations, but let's kind of just make sure everyone understands all the different ways they can purchase from Wisco Home Goods.
Sure. We ship anywhere in the world from wiscohomegoods.com. And then we're also available in the Poppy Seed in DeForest, which is a little coffee shop. It's absolutely adorable. And then Kylie's Gift Cottage, which just opened yesterday in Middleton. So that's on the north side of Madison, not quite the West Middleton. But if you Google Kylie's Gift Cottage, you should find the address there. And they're awesome.
Well, that is Don from Wisco Home Goods. Again, the website, wiscohomegoods.com. You can find out a whole bunch more about them and shop their products this holiday season and all year round. Don, thanks so much for telling us more about your business, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jason. Have a good day.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Catch you in a minute.